Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
Now, Gardaí and the government are being asked to take a tougher stance on house parties during lockdown restrictions, following protests from residents in Cork City in recent days. John Cook has been to meet those living close to UCC, though I understand the university precinct has taken on various other names in light of these parties, John.
Yes, Mary, some have joked it's Magaluf meets Magazine Road because they believe it's Leaving Cert students who might have to make do with a staycation for their end of year celebrations due to COVID restrictions who are part of these parties. Or it might be college students. It's been called the Irish J1 as well, with foreign bound students locked down at home like the rest of us, possibly coming to Cork to celebrate or to, some people told me, spend their COVID payments if they're off work. But it's no laughing matter for residents of Magazine Road, Glasheen Road and College Road, the surrounding areas around UCC and Cork City, following a week of crowded house parties, loud noise and antisocial behaviour in student houses they say were vacated when colleges closed during March, but suddenly became occupied and overcrowded in recent weeks, especially as the fine weather set in. I met with a group of 10 concerned residents in the area close to UCC. They've been protesting on the streets in recent days because while they say they're used to some problems with student parties in the area, young families, the elderly, healthcare staff working in the local Bon Secours or Cork University Hospital are living in fear of further coronavirus outbreaks now. So they're really anxious and angry when they see such blatant flouting of public health guidelines. First, local mother of two, Aisling, told me about the early indications of what was happening. It came through an email to their residence group website a few weeks back.
Somebody contacted us on the contact form to say that she was the mother of a UCC student, and the student and his friends were all planning on moving into the area, into rented houses for the summer to party because they couldn't go abroad. They were calling this the Irish J1, and it was a huge organised effort. There's people coming here from all over Ireland. There's people from Donegal who've moved here, people from Limerick, people from other suburbs in Cork have moved here as well to party. And it's not just university students, it's Leaving Cert students as well. Want to come here because they can't go to Magaluf, so they're being funded by their parents to live in rented houses here for the summer to party. The parents just want to get rid of them.
And it's Magazine Road instead of Magaluf, you've been telling me as well. So what's that been like for you the last few days, and particularly the hot weekend we just had?
It's been horrible. I mean, you have huge groups of people wandering around the streets during the day with bottles of beer, drinking, shouting in the gardens. I mean, shouting sounds quite harmless, but if you're living next to it and you have women and men shouting constantly for maybe 8 hours a day, going on till 4 a.m. in the morning, it wears thin quickly.
Jo, you've spoken to some of the people involved in these parties, in these groups that have moved in. What have they said?
Well, it's been largely abusive, actually. We speak to them in the middle of the day, but they are drunk in the middle of the day. Before lunchtime, they're very drunk. We get told to F off, abusive language. They can do what they want. There's massive congregations inside in the houses, maybe up to 50 people and that. There's absolutely no social distancing in the streets. There's gangs of 8, 10, 12 of them moving around. You have to move off the road if you want to walk out at all. Basically, we're just getting abuse. We're told they can do what they want here. They're protected under the COVID-19 legislation. They cannot be evicted.
These houses are nearly all terraced houses. There's one bathroom. You could have 50 or more people in the houses, and this could be every house. And I've seen them with my own eyes at 7 a.m, but other people have seen them at different times, urinating into gates in the gardens, and they are getting sick. I'm sick of throwing buckets of disinfectant around the place. It is disgusting. We had people across the road from us running around naked at 4 in the morning. It seems now like as if they don't know what they're doing. They don't care what they're doing because there are so many. And I am very worried about the elderly because in my immediate area, there are 5 people 90 to 98. My father's 98. We have 120 city council houses all living on their own. They are in lockdown again now. They can't walk out because they're going to be caught with, they could be 12 or 20 people with slabs roaring their heads off. It's frightening. I would be afraid of them myself. They're on their fifth night without sleep now. How could you go into your back garden and be listening to boom? You know, if a car passes on the road and you hear boom, 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 you'd say, oh, well, we've that on a constant basis.
Loud music and noise, day and night.
Day and night, maybe 12 noon to about 4 in the morning. I think it's grossly unfair. I think it's disrespectful, immoral, and they're breaking every rule that we did our level best to keep and to help ourselves and the country.
Rose there and other residents on Cork's Magazine Road area. John, did you meet any of the students who've been involved in the lockdown parties?
Well, Mary, I was told some late night revellers might not be up in the afternoon or until evening, but I did meet many at local shops and outside some of the houses along Glasheen Road and Highfield Avenue. Many told me they weren't involved or knew little about them. One group of teenage boys and young adults told me they had nothing to say to me and basically where I could go. Another group of young men and women entering a house refused to speak to me also. I know that from speaking to residents and representatives of UCC, there is a good relationship built up between local residents and the college. They have ways of dealing with any issues that might arise. So there's a lot of concern that the last week's lockdown parties will damage this. In a statement to Drive Time, University College Cork said it understands this is a distressing time for local residents. They say they're working in close collaboration with the Gardaí on the issue, as well as the City Council, the Students' Unions and Munster Technological University. That includes Cork and Tralee ITs. Now, many students in the area told me there are parties, but they say only a small number of them get out of hand in the way that residents have described. And two students of UCC who were willing to speak to me told me they'd moved into vacant houses in the area themselves just in the last week, but not to party.
We kind of decided to move here. I was putting my dad at risk by being at home and going back to work, so I just knew that I didn't want to put him in that situation. He's on immunosuppressants, and my sister's also a nurse, so both of us, she's now living by the bonds. She works night shift, so she's
so
by the
you
bonds.
Moved out of home and into a student house here recently?
Yeah, it was last, where were we, last week?
I'm from Montanati. It's basically the same thing, just moving out because we're going back to work fairly soon and we don't want to put our families at risk.
Are you the people who have moved into the houses so having loads of noisy parties and mass gatherings of 50 people?
No, we have, like that.
We have, I think, how many in our house? I think we have 6 girls living on us, and I think we've had one other girl over that doesn't, but we've had her outside, you know, that kind of way. But I know there is, like, I'm just sad that, like, I suppose students in general are getting generalised as the bad, like, a bad name.
When it's really just one or two houses that
take it too far.
Well,
really
the neighbours tell me that people are going round from house to house shouting COVID party and carrying drink in groups of 50
we've
people.
We've seen, all right, maybe at night that there's people, like, running along, like, looking for names and numbers of houses. Like,
people are just knocking on doors. They have to realise it's not rag week, do you know what I mean? People have moved out here for their own reasons.
You're UCC students. You don't necessarily believe it's other people from your courses or from your college.
No, I wouldn't say so. I think that people have paid their rent for the last 3 months of the college year, and then that they've basically come back down anyway as well from, like, say, wherever, Limerick, Dublin or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily all UCC students, but I know that UCC students are going to get the brunt of it just because we're located so near, you know. I know that it's obviously so scary for residents, and I wouldn't like my granny to be in, you know, that situation. You wouldn't like any of your family members, but I suppose you just can't generalise saying that it's all students, do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of us here are just doing it for our family's welfare.
And we have heard, John, that there are young people, possibly from other colleges and from other counties involved. Presumably now this is a Garda matter.
Well, I spoke to Gardaí in Cork City, Mary, and they say they have increased patrols in the area and others in line with policing plans during the COVID-19 pandemic. They have received reports of house parties in the College Road and Magazine Road area. They attended approximately 10 incidents in the last 10 days. In each incident, Gardaí spoke to the residents and reminded them of government regulations and guidelines. But in their statement to Drive Time, Gardaí said they're still approaching all COVID-related incidents using the 4 E's as they describe them: engage, explain, encourage, and as a last resort, enforce. And no arrests were made by Gardaí in any of these incidents. But locals are calling for tougher enforcement of the lockdown laws from Gardaí, or even new legislation if required from the Minister for Justice or the National Public Health Emergency Team. team. During the public protest they've held over 3 days since the weekend, they've also been holding up posters simply calling on students to take action and go home, or their parents to take responsibility for the issue. I also met with Noel Doherty, a solicitor living in the area, and Residents Association chairperson Catherine Clancy, who's a former Lord Mayor of Cork. She told me she's seen parents dropping their young adult children off at these houses. She also singled out landlords in the area. Not all of them, she said, because some have left their houses vacant. But she says they're really upset at landlords whose vacant houses have been let again during the COVID-19 restrictions.
But there are landlords who rented out those properties last week to people that they know had broken every rule as far as COVID-19. Those landlords have put our community at risk. We had a party on the Friday night in three houses, just on one street, that was emptied by the guards. And we got all types of promises that was a once-off. On Saturday night, we had a repeat of that behaviour. And myself and a number of other residents had to physically stand in front of those houses, which we shouldn't have to do. We found it very upsetting to stop those parties being repeated. And
what did you do? What did you say to the people going into those houses?
What we said to the young people going into those houses, do you not realise that you should not be here? What you're doing by holding these parties, you're putting yourselves at risk. You need to go home, stay safe. Like, if this isn't dealt with, it isn't just a local issue, Magazine Road. It's an issue that will spread, and the virus will spread to Cork City and the country if we don't deal with these lockdown parties.
Noel, I know that members of your committee have, through local TDs, tried to contact the Justice Minister, NPHET, the Public Health Emergency Team, looking for legislation to outlaw house parties during lockdown. Your belief is that the Gardaí have the power to shut this down?
I suppose the Gardaí have tried to work in a cooperative manner with the public in relation to the COVID legislation. It is draconian legislation, and the Gardaí need to be very careful as to how they apply it. The Gardaí have come to the house parties and they have asked people to go home. But what happens is the people leave the house and then 20 minutes or 40 minutes later they'll go into that house again or they'll go into another house. The current enforcement is completely ineffective, unfortunately. I believe it is necessary for the Garda Commissioner and the Minister for Justice to give a direction to the Gardaí locally here to deal with this issue before a surge in COVID-19 cases occurs, before the older people who are in this community are put at risk, and before we all regret that we didn't take action soon enough.
You're listening there to Solicitor Noel Doherty, surrounded by other residents of Magazine Road in Cork, ending John Cook's report.